Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate as we go forward through this week, primarily because of increasing rainfall through a large part of the region. The precipitation is expected to start off rather innocently, with its focus being on the northern parts of the Midwest here during the day today. We expect precipitation to occur mostly from the Dakotas into Michigan. It will be mostly on the light side, but there will be some moderate amounts in a few locations. Most of the precipitation, though, is going to stay far enough north that it will not have a big impact on the majority of the production region. Totals in the north will run anywhere from around 25 hundredths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch with a few greater amounts. There will be a few spotty showers that may work their way a little bit further to the south as we get into the latter part of the day today and overnight tonight. These will be random and mostly insignificant from Missouri into parts of Illinois and Indiana, even southern Ohio. The precipitation will be very light, not likely to be more than a couple tenths of an inch, and erratically distributed across the region. But the bigger storm system that will impact a much larger portion of the Midwest will likely start to take place as we get into Wednesday, especially Tuesday night, in the western Corn Belt. Portions of Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas will see widespread rainfall, and that will likely work its way across the Mississippi River as we get out into the early morning hours on Wednesday. The precipitation will then spread through the remainder of the eastern Midwest, with a wet weather bias still continuing on Thursday. The only precipitation that will occur tomorrow will be mostly random showers in the southernmost parts of the region until we get to tomorrow evening, when I do expect that precipitation increase in the western Corn Belt. Well, once we get to the latter half of this week, there'll be a short-term break of drier weather coming up. We'll expect to see dry conditions in the western Corn Belt on Thursday and probably in the eastern Midwest on Friday. As we get into Friday afternoon, though, more rain will be coming into parts of Nebraska and Kansas, and it won't be long before it's all over the Midwest once again over the course of the weekend. The precipitation with that event is also expected to be generalized enough to set back field work in a significant manner. Well, how much rain are we talking about here for the middle part of this week? Well, it looks like the rain totals are going to run anywhere from 1/2 to 1.5 inches, and it'll be some localized totals over 2 inches. The precipitation that occurs Tuesday night into Thursday will be widespread, and we do expect to see no areas stay dry. As we get into that short-term break in precipitation later this week, it'll certainly be welcome, but the window of opportunity for drying is fairly narrow, and there will be more rain, obviously, over the weekend. The weekend precipitation event will also produce 1/2 to 1.5 inches of moisture across a large part of the region. Some drier air is expected to work its way across the Midwest for a little while next week. I'm not convinced how significant that might be, but there should be a greater opportunity for some net drying to occur across the region during that period of time, and it'll certainly be welcome. In the meantime, our temperatures across the area are going to be turning a little bit cooler from northwest to southeast across the region. Now, this isn't going to happen very quickly. It'll be a very gradual process. The temperatures out there today will be very nice, in 70s and 80s across a fair amount of the lower two-thirds of the Midwest. We'll expect the temperatures to start to cool down only in the northernmost areas as we go through the afternoon today and into the day tomorrow, with 40 and 50 degree highs likely from the Dakotas to Michigan. In the meantime, the lower Midwest, tomorrow and on Wednesday, will see temperatures still in the 70s and pushing up over 80 degrees in a few locations. Once we get out towards the end of the week and into the weekend, we'll see those temperatures come down to the 60s and 70s. Lowest temperatures at night will probably dip into some 30s and 40s in the far northernmost Midwest. Everybody else will stay plenty warm, with a lot of 40s, 50s, and even some lower 60s likely this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.